I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island, Human Foibles and Failure. I suspect we've all had our share during the course of our lives to varying degrees. Some disappointments and blunders are inevitable. What matters most, I suppose, is how we cope with and learn from them. The Irish novelist James Joyce famously wrote, "Mistakes are the portals of discovery." This week, we hear some very wise words from 13-year-old Sophie Grosswent about how she's learned to cope with failure.
It was May 16th, 2014. My band and I were about to perform at the middle school talent show. We couldn't wait. Finally, it was our turn. But beware, this is when everything starts to go wrong, when it falls apart. The five of us got on stage and started to set up. That's right, we didn't set up before, we set up in the middle of the show. Everything was quiet. So quiet you could hear a pin drop. We began to play. Megan started out with a slow piano intro, with Lydia on some vocals. But Megan was so slow that our music teacher started to conduct from the back of the room. But Megan didn't even see. Finally, it was Annika's and my turn to come in. We started to play, and immediately I knew it. Our guitars were too quiet. I tried to turn myself up as much as possible, but I could still barely hear myself. I would just have to hope that everyone else could hear me. Then it was time for Najaya to come in. She was doing very well. Her beat was matching Megan's, and her rhythm was good too. Then came the mother of all musical disasters. The chorus came and Najaya exploded with a huge drum roll that overpowered the rest of us and made the windows shake. We all looked at her like, "What the heck did you just do?" But we just kept on playing. We had to. At the next chorus, Najaya did another drum roll. The problem was, it was even worse the second time. She erupted into laughter. Yeah, she does that. When Najaya laughs, it's very contagious, so of course everyone else started laughing too. Annika and I could barely play. Megan was playing wrong notes everywhere, and Lydia couldn't sing at all. Everyone thought it was a comedy show. We were so stupid, and when I watch the video, I get so embarrassed. But it's almost a year later now. We've performed 5 times together since then, and we've been awesome every time. I believe that if you have people to laugh with at your ultimate failures, your world turns brighter. If you can find the right people to smile with, you will have an amazing life.
Sophie Grosswent is in the 7th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Cranston. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.